Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Avery Williamson, and getting a chance to chat with him, brought to you by Winters Brothers Waste Systems. Conveniently rent the dumpster online at wintersbros.com. Long Island's number one choice for waste removal, Winters Bros. .com. Avery, Joe and Evan, how are you?
Hi, Avery.
How you doing?
Wonderful. You know, for a moment on Sunday, and it was probably more than a moment, I actually thought maybe that the Jets were going to win this game against Buffalo. There was moments in this game. And, of course, that changed. But, man, at least we saw a professional effort on Sunday, and we haven't seen much of that so far this year, Avery.
Yeah, I definitely thought we was going to get it, man, to be honest. Man, I thought we were going to pull it out, went into halftime, feeling really good. And, you know, still came out on, you know, on the short end of the stick. But, you know, man, we definitely, we came out swinging, you know. And I feel like the defense, we definitely excited that we held them to, you know, let them get in the end zone, you know. But, I mean, the effort was there, you know, it still came up short.
It's a weird thing because they had 9 drives, okay? 8 of them end with field goal attempts. One of them ends with a turnover, which was great. But they basically had sustained drives every single time. There wasn't a 3-and-out. But like you said, and I can't ignore it because it's important, they didn't get in the end zone. You kept them out of the end zone all day.
No doubt.
As a defense, how do you look at a performance like that? Do you say, you know what, that's a hell of a performance. We didn't allow them to get in the end zone. Or do you say, yeah, but we also gave up a million long drives? How do you kind of assess a performance like we saw on Sunday in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely wish we could have got out the field more. You know, we could have definitely gotten out the field. Some opportunities we left on there. Sometimes we got short fields, and, you know, that's kind of tough to deal with. But at the end of the day, we still got to get out the field more. We got to make sure that we're getting out the field on third down, and so we can turn those field goals into no points.
It's got to be difficult, though, when you have a second half where your offense, and I don't want to cause trouble here, but where the offense gives you 4 yards. I mean, you can say whatever you want to say, but, I mean, it's got to be pretty tough. I mean, you guys are – it's basically a 3-and-out, and then you're trotting right back on the field again. I mean, that cannot be easy, to basically play the entire half, you know, to be out there.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's definitely tough, you know, but we just got to keep getting the ball back to the offense as much as possible. And, I mean, it's tough. They definitely were moving the ball in the first half, and, you know, second half, it was just, they weren't able to get any movement, so – yeah, man, so all we can do is just try to get it back to them as much as possible, and that's it.
You know, obviously you're always trying to force a turnover, and you're always trying to score. As a defensive player, it's got to be the most special thing in the world. But to Joe's point, when you clearly see that this offense ain't going to do enough to win the game, do you guys actually put more pressure on yourself in that, boy, we have to score on defense, because God knows they're not going to score for us. Because that was certainly the sense we got watching that second half, as Joe mentioned. I mean, it was as pathetic of an offensive second half as you'll see. So does that ever creep into your guys' heads? It was like pressure to not only stop them, but actually score.
Well, I mean, we're always, turnovers is what our focus is. You know, we're trying to get the ball back from the offense. We're trying to get turnovers. But, I mean, if we can score, man, it's even better. You know, that's our mindset, you know, all the time, is to take the ball away. And if you can score, that's icing on the cake. But, yeah, I mean, it's not something that's just come up. Like, it's always a conversation. You know, we're always trying to get to the end zone.
Was the game plan to keep Josh Allen in the pocket? Because it looked that way. I mean, you did get him a couple times. There was a couple times. And obviously, the play by Basham with the turnover, for sure. But, you know, that's what it seemed to be. You know, you keep him in the pocket. Don't let him get out so he starts running, although he did have some, you know, pretty effective runs. But how about that?
Yeah. That was the biggest thing, man, trying to keep him in the pocket, keep him contained. Because, you know, some teams have definitely had bad luck with containing him. And, you know, he's definitely a threat as a runner. So I feel like we did a good job of keeping him in the pocket. That was a big deal for us. And, finally got a turnover on him too. But, keeping eliminating him, keeping him one-dimensional, that was huge for us.
The Jets made another trade. And don't worry, it's not you yet, okay? We're not breaking any news trades for you. But Jordan Willis was traded away. We've already seen Steve McClendon traded away. What's the mood in the room knowing that before next Tuesday, more guys may be traded away?
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, all we can do is make sure that, we're on point, you know, at all times. And, you know, you never know what happened in this business. You know, it can be surprised, a lot of surprises. So, man, you know, just got to make sure, just be prepared for whatever. And, I just make sure I'm going to work this week and just, you know, trying to be the best version of Avery I can be.
I've heard rumors about you going to Pittsburgh, so that wouldn't be too bad, Avery, I'll tell you that.
Man,
you'll be winning a Super Bowl. You'll be in Pro Bowls if you go.
Who knows, man? Man, at the end of the day, man, you got to make sure I'm focusing.
You're like a perfect Steeler linebacker. You are. I mean, there's no doubt. You know, you're actually good. You know?
That's why he's perfect.
Yeah, man. All I can do is, man, focus day to day.
No, I know.
That's it, man.
Believe me. I don't want to see you go. I'm just. This is what I. You know. Who knows?
I know you would dearly miss me.
I would miss you. You know that.
It's got to be though, as a competitor. I mean, you guys are 0-7, right? Even if you ran the table, which I don't think will happen, there's a chance that even wouldn't be enough to make the playoffs. So, as a competitor, as much as you
they might run the table, but I don't know about them.
A different table, the other way.
But we're running the table the other way.
As much as you probably love the area, and I'm sure love your teammates, and of course love talking to us.
Oh God!
Is there a part of you that just says, "Man, I want to be on a team that has a chance to win football games"? Like, I mean, you got to look at Jordan Willis and look at Steve McClendon and say, "Kind of jealous." They moved up in the standings quite a bit with these trades.
Right,
man. I mean, at the end of the day, man. Look, I mean, it's my team right now, and all I can do is go to bat for them, and you know. Man, I'm going to go out there, as y'all can see, every Sunday and just give them my full effort. And, this is home for me. So I'm just trying to make sure that we can just try to get this thing turned around. And, man, it's just definitely tired of losing.
Well, I mean, look, if you're going to get it turned around, what better team to turn it around against than the Chiefs, right? I mean, that's.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
Amazing.
How do you? Because Avery, you may
I'm sorry,
not.
Sorry, Avery. I. You know.
You may
I'm
not
to
be.
Control myself, Avery. Yep.
I understand. You may not be aware of this, Avery. So I'll let you know. You guys are kind of big underdogs
slightly.
On Sunday. Slightly.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Kind.
Remember when,
underdogs.
Like, you would play Alabama when you were in Kentucky? Remember that?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Avery, I'm sorry. I can't take it anymore.
How do you prepare, though, for a team that is as good as this? I mean, jokes aside, like, Patrick Mahomes is probably the best quarterback on the planet. They probably have the best tight end in the planet in Travis Kelce. We know how fast Tyreek is and what kind of matchup problem he is.
They got
that
guy Le'Veon now, too.
I know. I was getting to that. And they've added your buddy Le'Veon to go along with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Going up against an offense like this, how do you prepare for a Sunday like that?
Hey, you got to prepare the same way, man. Just put in time on the time in the film room. Make sure you know what they're going to do based on the formations. And, you know, you got to make sure that we're locked in, you know, technique-wise, man. They got speed all over the field, and they got playmakers everywhere. So you got to make sure that you get your hamstrings ready. There'll be a lot of running, a whole lot of running.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of running. There's no doubt about it. We're talking to Avery Williamson, of course, of the Jets, who have the wonderful task of playing the Chiefs in Kansas City this week. You know, you missed a tackle on Sunday. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Okay. I know.
You know I love you. You know, not that I pay attention to these things, because you know I don't, but you did. I forget who you – was it Singletary that you –
No, it was Moss. It was Zach Moss.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Moss. Yeah. Right.
I couldn't believe I missed it, honestly.
I couldn't believe it either.
Yeah, I couldn't believe I missed it. I just sat there for a second like, did I really just do that? Yeah. Couldn't believe it, man. I
thought it was Pierre Desir for a second. Now you got missed a tackle. It was you. You know what I mean?
I did too, actually.
Yeah, man. I couldn't, man. I couldn't believe I missed it, man. Oh, my goodness. But, hey.
That's right. You're allowed. You know what?
Never going to play perfect.
You're allowed to miss one every now and then. You know what I mean?
Never going
to
play perfect.
Right. Well, we know.
Look, he didn't go 90 yards for a touchdown, so that's the positive.
Yeah, that's
the main. No, he didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm glad of that.
Yeah.
What is it going to be like facing your former teammate, Le'Veon? I mean, very quickly you get a reunion with him. He's obviously excited to be there. I think his first carry, he had more yards than any carry he had with the Jets in the year and a half he was here, which is sort of comical.
That is
But
funny.
How about going up against your old pal Le'Veon Bell on Sunday?
Yeah, man, it's definitely going to be, good competition, man. I haven't been up against him since my last year with the Titans, so back in 2017, man. So definitely going to be, it's going to be different, I've been on the team for, since 2019. So, but yeah, man, he's got to go out there and compete, man. He's a great athlete, and I'm sure he's going to be geared up to play against us, and we will too.
Yeah, have the practices been better? I mean, obviously, you guys last week were obviously in the game, and look, if the offense would do a little better in the red zone, you guys might have won that game. I mean, to me, we could look it right at that. But are you seeing – I mean, are guys getting more and more ticked off that you haven't won a game? I mean, is there more pressure but you haven't won a game, or is it almost like you're a little looser because you haven't won a game?
Well, I mean, I feel like it's more pressure, we're just trying to win. I mean, 0-7, I mean, it's not a good feeling, man. So, practices have been good. Guys have still been, we had a great week of practice last week. And, we came out the gate swinging against the Bills. Unfortunately, came up short. But, we definitely got the pressure. I feel like guys are wanting – I mean, we want to win. Nobody's just laying down. But, we're giving as much effort as possible. And that's what we're going to continue to do.
Yeah, I think that pressure is going to build as the season goes on. I mean, if you guys don't get a win relatively soon, and you're here, and we hope you are, and it's 11, 12, 13, I mean, this is going to be endless. Like, there'll be a ton of questions about this, and I would assume it's going to start to be in everybody's head. Like, oh, my God, are we going to go the whole season without a win? So you can imagine what it would be like a month and a half down the road if this continues, Avery.
Yeah, man, I'm praying for, we get that victory pretty soon, man. Definitely did not want to go that long.
Who would have ever thought, Avery, that maybe your best shot of winning a game is going to be New England? I mean, I don't know if anybody would have thought that coming into the season, but, I mean, the way they look right now, they're coming in a couple weeks on a Monday night. That may be your best shot, beating the Patriots.
You never know, man. You can get a win against, man. But, you just got to prepare each week, the same way. And, we're just going to take it week to week. But, man, we're going to try to get one this week, and that's all we can do.
Well, if you ever won this week, Avery, it would be the shocker of all time. if you ever beat the Chiefs this week. I'll tell you that.
I'll send you a bottle of wine.
No, I don't want a bottle of wine. No, I don't want that. That isn't helping. You know what I want, Avery? Here's what I want. Before I leave this earth again, okay, again, I haven't left it yet. Before I leave this earth, I want to see my football team win another Super Bowl. That's it.
All right. That's definitely, I
would love to see you be part of that. I think unfortunately you'll be on to bigger and better things when that happens. But you know, we might all be on to bigger and better things when that happens. But anyway.
Well, I will give you this piece of information because maybe this is good to put around the locker room, Avery. If you win this game on Sunday, it would be the biggest upset point spread-wise in the history of the sport.
Is it true? Would it be the biggest of all time?
Yeah, I mean, if you remember a few years ago, the Bills beat the Vikings and they were 16.5-point underdogs. That was one of the biggest upsets point spread-wise ever. And this number right now is higher than that. It's at 19.5. It's at 20. I don't think, at least in the last 30 years, you got to go back further, obviously, but at least in recent time, has never been an upset as big as that. So you could put that sign on the wall, Avery, get the guys fired up. You got a chance to make NFL history. You got a chance to pull off the biggest upset ever.
Right.
That would be amazing, man. I mean, we're going to this week, man, you know, preparing for a victory, man. That's all we can do. We're going ready to have a great week of practice. And I know guys will be fired up 100%.
Do you guys ever look at the? And I know obviously you're not gambling, but do you ever look at the point spread to see what kind of number underdog you might be? Do you ever look at that?
I mean, I personally never do, but I'm sure that some guys. I mean, you never know. I mean, I'm sure some guys do, but I personally never pay attention to that stuff. Honestly,
yeah.
Right now, just so you know, even though you don't pay attention to it, it's 19.5.
It actually opened to 20.5, so yeah, it's dropped the point. It's dropped the full point. So the money's coming in on you guys, Avery, just to let you know.
All right. I
give you a great example, and of course you're not recommending this, Avery. You're not suggesting anyone do this, but you guys, money line wise, are plus 1,200. That means, I'll tell you what it means. If I bet $100 on you guys to win, I'd win $1,200.
Yeah.
Peace.
So... You think I should do it, Avery?
Man, look, that's on you.
Don't answer that.
You got $100 to throw away, Ev? Good. You know what, Ev? Ev, you could just get the $100 bill and burn it.
Avery, I got good news. I have a question. It's completely unrelated to the Jets, but I think it's sort of interesting because the beauty of doing sports talk radio is sometimes we end up talking about things that are just, you know, football related we didn't think about. Guy called up talking about field turf versus grass.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, Joe and I are looking at how many stadiums actually have grass and how many have field turf. And there's no doubt, like, field turf is better today than it was 30 years ago. But do you notice the difference? Like, when you play in a stadium, like your home stadium, MetLife, that's synthetic. It ain't real grass. Do you feel a difference? Is it significant?
I mean, I feel like it's definitely a difference between, as you're saying, like, between the turf and real grass.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. 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 It's definitely, I feel like it's a difference. You know, it's more give. It's a lot more give. And, I feel like it's better cushion on your joints, honestly.
You're talking about a lot more give on the regular grass.
Yeah. On the regular grass. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Did you ever play? Players prefer that then, I would assume.
Well, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Did you ever play? Did you, and I don't mean to jump in here, but Avery, did you ever play on one of those old, like almost cement AstroTurf fields? Did you ever play on those?
Never have, honestly. I'm glad they got rid of those before.
Oh, no, they were brutal. No, right, yeah. Right. And those were out there for years. I mean, years like that.
Yeah, those I heard were brutal. Bad on the hips.
So when you play, like, I guess obviously the grass is better, but do you go into a game knowing you're playing on grass and, oh, this is great, we're playing on grass this week, this is so much better? Does it make that big of a difference where you kind of know it going into it?
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I mean, at the end of the day, it's still going to be sore regardless. But
right.
I mean, I feel like it's better at times traction-wise, grass, I feel like. That's my personal opinion. Everybody's different, though.
I'm sure, though, that's a common opinion, though, because I would think it feels better.
Of course you'd rather play on grass. I mean, I'm sure there's no doubt about it, right?
Yeah. No, it's definitely – everybody's bodies are different, so, you know.
How long does it take you on a normal day, a normal game like Sunday's game, you played a lot in the game, you know, and all that, till your body, you're starting to feel, do you ever? I mean, does it ever feel good again, you know, going forward that week, or is just it really never does after a while?
Yeah, I mean, I usually get over the soreness like by like at least Thursday. That's when I start kind of, you know, really feeling better. But yeah, it takes a while, man, especially once you keep getting later and later into the season. Temperature changes, and you know, just I feel like this, you know, your body takes a little bit longer to recover, you know, especially as it gets colder, man. So you got to make sure that you're doing everything you can to recover, you know, as fast as possible. Massages, just getting your sleep and stuff. But yeah, it's definitely tough. The soreness is real.
Man, I can't believe when you said it.
When you said
it takes until Thursday, and I'm thinking about all these Thursday NFL games.
Yeah,
that
can't
schedule.
Be good. When you got to play on Thursday, man, that's got to be difficult, right?
Yeah, it's tough when you got a late season Thursday game. It's definitely tough.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Avery, good luck on Sunday against Kansas City. Shock the world, man.
Thank you. One of the biggest ever.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hopefully
you're still on the team. Because what's the trading deadline? Tuesday. Hopefully you're still on the team when we have you on again.
Hey, man, we're going to just go out there and play and just let the chips fall where they fall.
That's it, man.
That's it.
Thanks, well, Avery, keep playing hard. You give a maximum effort every week.
And we
really, Jet fans appreciate the effort, that's for sure.
I appreciate it, Joe.
Thank you, man. Avery Williamson.
Stay healthy, Avery.
Thank you.
Avery Williamson of the Jets, they get set to take on the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday.
Alabama, Kentucky. That's basically what this game is.
It's similar, yeah.
Right?
Though I think the number would actually be higher for Alabama.
Yeah, no, it would
Kentucky.
Be higher if it was Alabama, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you look at some of these college football spreads, man. I mean, you're looking at 30s and 40s. The highest spread in the NFL, I think, was like 26.5, 27 around there.
Yeah.
And this fella touched
that – that was that Tampa Bay Steeler game, right?
There was a Tampa Bay Steeler game in 76 when the Buccaneers couldn't win a game, and there was a game rather recently between Denver and Jacksonville that was like that too. Peyton Manning's Broncos against the Jaguars that got to about 26.5. So that's where it's kind of and remember in 07 when the Patriots were a machine, they had a lot of big numbers that year, a bunch of them where they got into the 20s. They must have gotten there 2-3 times. Actually, here it is. I got the number. From 07, when they played the Eagles that year, it was minus 24.
Wow, the Eagles were that bad in 07, huh?
Yeah.
Minus 24.
When they played the Dolphins that year, it was minus 22. Mm. And last year, when they played the Jets, the Patriots, they got it to 21.
Was that the ghost game, or was that the game earlier in the year?
I think it was the other game.
Right.
But either way, 20s is kind of like special territory for spreads. That's a huge, huge number. And the Jets are kind of around there. You mentioned it opened at 21. Now it's at 19.5.
Right. We'll so the money's coming in on the Jets.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But
yeah. By the way, in the history of those games, the Denver-Jacksonville game, New England-Philadelphia, there was a game in 93. The Niners were favored by 23.5 over the Bengals. There was a game last year. Dallas was favored by 22.5 over Miami. A couple of Patriot games. The favorites went 1-5 against the spread.
Wow.
Which makes sense. That's a hefty number to cover.
I mean, right. It is an NFL game, so.
Yeah, not easy to cover that, man. No. That's for sure.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.